Well, Alex, everything you probably wanted today, a win, a clean sheet and another step in the right direction. You must be very pleased again.
Yeah, we're very pleased. Obviously, our main sort of protocol was to come and try and win the game. I think only frustrating thing from our point of view is it probably could have been, should have been more. We created a number of opportunities. And I think these games are always difficult, you know, because you're coming to a team that's under pressure and you're just hoping that you can perform well enough. I think both sets of players deserve a lot of credit as well, because I think they were much more testing conditions than what they probably looked. You know, I was standing on the touchline, the wind was swirling. When the snow started, you could see it didn't go in any one direction. So it was a difficult sort of platform really to play football in, but I thought we did that very well. You know, I thought we created the best opportunities in the game. And like I say, I thought we went ahead, you could see automatically their heads going down, and then obviously the sending off really changes the game, and for that point we should go and really put the game to bed.
You mentioned that heads went down from the Sunderland point of view. We seem to hear, I don't know whether you were aware of it, but one or two sarcastic jeers, boos, even very, very early on in the game when Sunderland players made mistakes. That can't have helped their cause, and maybe it assisted your cause as well, do you think, on the day?
Yeah, listen, it's really tough because it's hard for me to comment. Obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of the circumstance behind the scenes. But if you look at this football club, it's an enormous football club. I mean, even when you walk through the corridors, everything's there for everybody to see. The stadium is excellent, and it's a real shame that they're in the position that they're in. I mean, because I think everybody wants the big clubs to be strong, to have sort of good seasons and show what they're capable of doing. And unfortunately, that's not the case here. So, but Chris is obviously working hard to try and turn that round.
We'll come to the goals in a minute, but there was an important save early on from Chris Maxwell, who, you know, he's had to bide his time in recent weeks. He's got his opportunity today, and that was a vital save early on, wasn't it, with his legs?
Yeah, I can't actually remember what one you're talking about.
I think when the striker went through in inside right channel.
Yeah, no, it was a decent save. I would expect Max to make that save. You know, I think equally we had some opportunities where we probably should do a little bit better as well. But I think the start of any game, certainly first 20, 25 minutes, normally is quite finely poised, you know, and you're feeling your way into the game, certainly the conditions, as I said. So we needed to move the ball a little bit better than what we did in that opening period. And then I thought we started to settle down. We made a sort of tactical change at half-time where we moved Sean into the flank and brought Callum in. I just felt that they were denying the space in behind, so Shawnee's threat in terms of stretching it wasn't really there. And what happened was we started stretching it through wide areas, and Callum sunk in as a sort of false nine and played in between the lines, and I thought they found it really difficult to deal with that, because you end up sort of disjointing their back four because some of them are going in, some of them are sort of going long to try and stop the runners. So I thought that certainly helped us. You know, we've used that in a number of games, which that's been sort of the ploy for the opposition. So again today it worked for us, which is good.
And another fine goal for Sean Maguire to add to the collection on St Patrick's Day as well. Full length header.
Yeah, listen, that's him. I think he's got 5 goals now. He's in 4 games, you know, and that's probably the one area we've really been lacking at times this season. When we're on top and we should finish games off, we need that guy who can put the ball in the net, and Sean's certainly done that for us. So I didn't think his first half was great, to be honest. You know, I didn't think he linked the game as well as he can. I still think he's a little bit away from being at his best. But the one thing he is if you give him an opportunity in about the box, he's capable of scoring.
How do you see it now? 8 games to go, 2 points off the playoffs. You've moved up a place. Just how encouraged are you with the league position at this point?
Yeah, well, I think we should be delighted with what we're doing just now. You know, we're mixing it with big teams at that level. And we're in a fantastic position. You know, we've got 2 points now for 2 teams that we're chasing, not only one anymore. We're in good form. We bounced back for Fulham last week, which we played very well in. We played better last week than we did today. And then obviously we've scored another 2 goals today, get the clean sheet today. We've got an international where quite a few of our players now are getting recognition in terms of getting called up. So we've moved on considerably for the start of the season to where we are now. But we've got 8 games now. And like I say to the players, there's no point being a good player and because people want to talk about you when you achieve something. You know, we want to achieve something, so we've got 8 games now to try and make sure that happens.
A word on Declan Rudd not available today. We understand his wife's gone into labour.
Yeah, it's a second kid, so normally it pops out pretty quick, but it's no happened this time. So they were in labour for late last night till today. Sorry, Hannah. But yeah, it took its time, so unfortunately couldn't make it.
Do we know if it's been boy? If it's been born?
I think it is a boy, but it's not born yet, so I don't know if it is now. It might be. So if he came and watched that game towards the end, he might get stressed out enough if they come out. So, but We need to move the ball better at the end. You know, that's probably the one wee bit I was a bit frustrated with. But I don't want to take any sort of shine off the win, which is really important to us.
Just a final one from me. Do you have a slight dilemma now? Because you've kept a clean sheet. Chris Maxwell's come in, done well. And Declan has kind of missed out, really, by default, in that he's not injured or anything, or dropped.
Yeah, no, I think, see, as a manager, when you've got a squad of good players and they're doing very well for you, because we've chopped and changed quite a few players over the course of the season, you know, for one reason or another, either a loss of form or somebody else who's looking very good and looking sharp, or just freshening it up, and somebody comes in and deserves to keep the place. So the difficulty you've always got as a manager is you've got 11 guys that are happy, and then you've got other guys who are frustrated and want to play. I mean, so my job is to make sure, try and keep an even keel and keep a balance with that, and make sure that when the guys are coming back in, they're in a good frame of mind. So I think with how good a season we've had, with the improvement we've made individually and collectively, that's been relatively simple this season for us. So we just need to hopefully try and keep that going.